Now, that's a, right now it's still small and growing, but time is running out. Now is the time to go out and spray those boogers before they form the spur that even irritate dogs, have a hard time walking them.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that, I think that generally happens sometime in late March, but the more mature they get, the harder they are to kill.
That, and by the way, speaking of dogs, great dog food available at Prattville Farm Center. Great price on it, too. And, of course, they'll carry it out and load it right into your car for you. No muss,
even
no
in
fuss.
The snow.
Yes, even in a blizzard like the one that's happening out there this morning. Randy, your location and hours.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's. At 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
Say hi to Mrs. B.
We'll do it.
Give her a love, and we will talk to you again later in the week. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. And don't forget to visit Prattville Farm Center on Facebook. Right now,
Joey.
Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. At least three people are dead, 10 hurt after a tornado ripped through Brunswick County, North Carolina.
First responders are conducting more searches now that the sun is rising. Stormy weather in the Carolinas and elsewhere in the southeast is connected to the winter storm affecting the central and northern U.S.
Fox's Evan Brown. Now, that record cold has brought parts of the South to a standstill. In Texas alone, more than 4 million are still without power.
Some parts of Texas are going to be getting freezing rain, which is actually much worse. That adds to all of the ice and the snow that is already on the ground and on the roadways, causing so many accidents. Temperatures are not expected to get above freezing until at least Friday for much of Texas. This will continue putting stress on the state's electrical grid.
Fox's Casey Stegall. And Dow opens up triple digits on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Heartbreaking news out of Tuskegee. The 4-year-old critically injured in a shooting Saturday has died. Police say 18-year-old Joshua Washington is now charged with capital murder. The shooting happened in the 500 block of Pleasant Springs Drive around 5 o'clock Saturday night. The investigation is ongoing. Montgomery's Warming Center will open today at 4 p.m. because of the below-freezing temperatures. The Warming Center is at the Montgomery Therapeutic Recreation Center at 604 Augusta Avenue. Pets are allowed as long as they're in a carrier. And Auburn University Montgomery will administer COVID-19 vaccines later this week. The university has 11 to 1,200 vaccines for the general public. AUM began vaccinating its employees last Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Oh, hi. It's cold outside this morning, and I could tell because there's a scarf around around Joey's neck. But then again, there are some days he does that for fashion.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, so, there are.
Yeah. The mic that is always on is not on right now. We're at 18 degrees in Prattville with light snow, wind chill factor 8. A couple of flurries around the area this morning. Not a big deal. As we've been telling everybody, the roads are fine, and there's going to be no accumulation. This is just a novelty, these little flakes of snow. I just posted the radar. It's in the special clear air mode, so we can see these little flurries. Windy and cold today with a high temperature barely up to about 38. If we make that, wind chill will be a factor. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Clear, cold, the winds come down. Low tonight, 27. Then maybe some rain by late tomorrow, high 51. Rain and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's high 55. Then, behind that storm system, windy and sharply colder again. Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high only in the mid-40s. We'll be in the 20s on Friday night. But hang on. Starting next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, we'll be in the 60s.
What?
And that's the start of a major warming trend that continues all that week.
Yay!
With no Arctic air anywhere in the country.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so right now, with a blizzard continuing...
I did check on. There were still some milk left at the store this morning.
Okay. Good. With the blizzard continuing, the temperature is 19 degrees, wind chill factor 10 now at 9:06.
That's not bad out there.
I'm glad you made it in, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little worried about roads with my car and all that.
I put a snow plow on the front of the convertible and I came on in. No problem.
I mean, it took 10 extra minutes. I had to warm the thing up. But
that's just because you want to be comfortable, Joey.
And it's only so I can see.
And it's okay, and I expect this because snow's a novelty here.
Yeah.
But I heard from every single street, every single city, every single town... that it's snowing this morning.
I meant to call you and tell you it's snowing at Lake Jordan this morning.
Thank you very much.
People freak out over this stuff.
Did we get a mild dose compared to the rest of America. Did you see in Texas?
Yeah.
Those rolling blackouts. Why? Because the turbines, you know, the
froze
up. We didn't think of that.
So we didn't have a backup system. I never thought about it. You guys... y'all put all this money and energy into that and no backup?
Yeah. I never thought of that. That could be a problem, huh?
Well, what they do before wind.
I don't know. A friend of mine out there has been without power for 30 hours and with extreme temperatures. And I mean, it's very extreme. They're below zero.
Yep.
I can't imagine that.
I talked to a friend of mine on Facebook. She said the hotels are filling up because they've been without power.
Right?
Really, 30 hours.
No, I'm a wimp when it comes to, I've got to have heat when it's cold, and I've got to have air conditioning.
Well, you're the weatherman.
When
it's very
hot.
Important the weatherman is comfortable. I'm telling you, it's very important the weatherman is comfortable.
You don't want to see him uncomfortable.
No. Oh, my gosh. If you ever... Well, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. Don't say it. Don't say it.
All right, so I don't know what else.
Chase can build a snowman today.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how.
These people who put... clothing on dogs. Now I suppose, but they think they need it. I suppose if it was extreme, you know. But
I've got a cat. I'd like for you to try to put a sweater on.
Right. But I don't think they need to be bundled up. You know, that's just me. Chase has not shown any discomfort.
No.
This morning.
No. They kind of come with a jacket.
Yeah.
Built-in
jacket. Exactly. So, well, I'm glad we had the chance to cover all of that, too.
Yeah,
too.
Likewise. And the top story for the Montgomery Advertiser, winter woes.
Winter woes.
Oh, winter woes.
They used to call
me. Woe is me.
They used to call me when winter weather was approaching, but they've stopped doing that now. Stopped consulting me on.
Is that right? Well, they're not based out of here anymore, so.
Yeah, it's USA Today.
Yeah, I've talked to my uncle about that. He's in the business.
Oh, yeah?
He ain't too happy about it.
Is that right?
They're owned by Gannett.
Yeah.
Gannett.
Yeah. Big corporate parent.
Ooh.
Happened in the radio industry, too. Luckily, not with us.
Yeah.
And TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, Chase, what do you say we go out into the cold and the snow?
Don't eat the yellow snow, Rich.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Very important.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
Watch out with microphone one. And
it shows the mic is off, but Eddie is still talking.
Don't
and I can hear him.
Say anything unusual.
Yeah, you in particular.
So. Right. Should I move?
Yeah. News and views from 9 till noon will begin here in mere moments.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036. 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry-superior benefits. We're family-friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-349-8877. 800-349-8877. 800-349-8877.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
Now,
Jack Campbell should be joining us here soon. Really appreciate all of y'all listening. And if you don't have to get out, stay bundled up today. Though the roads aren't too bad.
Well, the roads are dry. Yeah, I
got that tiny car rear wheel drive.
Yeah.
Last time it really froze over, that was not a fun drive-in.
Did you have to do any pushing or...
No, luckily, I just stayed at, like, as little gas as possible, like 2 miles an hour, and it was able to stay straight.
Good.
Yeah, because I tried to go a little faster, it just spun out immediately. I'm like, okay. And I know how to turn into the skid and get back straight, but it's just not fun in that light little car.
No.
And, of course, folks in big old trucks, four-wheel drive, heavy things, are just flying by.
Laughing at you.
Yeah, it's like, all right, guys.
Hey, man, slow down, dude.
All right, dude. So it's not too bad, but stay bundled up if you don't have to get out. It's one of those days where you nestle up by the fire, and hopefully it'll get warm soon. I'm ready for it to warm up, and then we'll be complaining about all the heat and humidity. Yeah,
I tell you, I enjoyed driving in with it snowing this morning.
I wonder, all these folks who moved from California or New York, any part of the country that's, say, not as hot and humid as Texas, Florida, Tennessee. I wonder if they plan for the summer.
Nope.
Like, you ever been through a Texas summer in Austin?
I promise you, they don't have an idea. They don't have a clue, brother.
You get used to it. I mean, it's not fun. You need to take precaution if you're going to be outside all day.
But. No, but sometimes in March, you can open the door and go, oh, God.
Yeah.
The humidity just gets you.
You can feel it. You can feel it.
Yep.
So all the new residents. I wonder if Alabama's getting any new residents.
I think we're going to get some on the coast. Florida's quickly filling up with New Yorkers. So Alabama's coast and taxes will suddenly look very
Alabama attractive. Should just annex the panhandle.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's really just Alabama on the coast.
Right. I don't know why we stopped where we did. Like, when we had the opportunity to take that, why did we stop where
we did?
I
think it has something to do with Andrew Jackson.
That SOB.
I don't know. Or the Spanish.
Spanish?
I don't know. Exactly. Man.
Lack of vision. That's what it was. We needed Florida.
So, are we able to not talk about impeachment? Is that over and done with, finally? Or, now? Impeachment is over.
Okay.
But we need a 9/11 style truth commission.
Now, what do you see out of this 9/11 style truth commission?
Kind of like the Warren Commission?
Yeah. Right.
Are there still, like, sealed files from the 9/11 commission having to do with the Saudis?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get to the truth.
They would give us the truth, Joey, but we can't handle the truth.
Yeah, we can't handle the truth. They have to be on that wall.
Do you know why
we want them on that wall. We need them on that wall, protecting us for our own good.
You know why we can't handle that truth, Joey? Because the truth would be that our government is so messed up that we as Americans could not process the way they screw things up if we actually knew the truth.
Well, it turns out the New York Times had to finally retract their story about the officer who died.
Really?
Yeah, he died of a stroke.
Ah, but I thought he got bludgeoned.
Right, that was the story.
Oh.
And it was even a story used in the impeachment trial.
More faults?
Tragically, he died of a stroke later.
Not even that day?
No, later that day, I think that night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, people percolating underneath the wire saying, hey, this isn't true. I think Revolver had some good pieces on this. But finally, the Times had to admit, hey, that initial story we ran with, not exactly accurate.
Now,
of course, how convenient. Right after the impeachment trial's over, they admit, well, we might have jumped the gun on this.
So how did they find the truth? Did somebody finally, with some type of authority, call them out? Or did they have their own truth commission?
I think they had their own truth commission. 272-9228. 272-9228. You just sent me a story.
Yes.
Now, I have not read this myself, but it's a story of COVID tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
And this is why so many people are moving to Texas, Tennessee, Florida. We welcome y'all to Alabama. Emphasis on y'all. Come on down. Come on across the country, but leave your crap politics
at
home. Los Angeles County health inspector caught dancing after telling brewery to close.
And there's a video attached.
An owner of a brewery in Los Angeles County told Fox News on Monday that a video camera inside his establishment appeared to capture a health inspector breaking out into a dance after informing a worker that the place had to close just before the Super Bowl. Bart Avery, he's one of the owners of Bravery Brewery in Lancaster, California.
California.
Said the inspector visited the brewery at about 11 a.m. on Super Bowl Sunday. She told one of his employees that the brewery was in violation of county guidelines because there was no food truck and it had to close. Like many small businesses, Avery said his brewery had been decimated financially and emotionally. Avery, the owner, then said the inspector turned out to be incorrect and the establishment had every right to be open. Mm-hmm. The brewery was only pouring draft beer to go, so, despite her claim, they did not need a food truck to operate. She eventually admitted that there was some kind of misunderstanding, and business there could resume. One of the inspector's bosses also called to apologize for the confusion the next day. The county's health department did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Fox News. Avery eventually went back to view one of the security cameras and said he spotted the inspector breaking into a dance just moments after delivering the news that the place had to close. What the world? Of course, he has no way of knowing why the inspector felt compelled to dance, but the perception really sucks, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
She had just informed the worker that he could be out of a job, he said. Considering all the pain that these lockdowns inflicted on small business owners, the dance was jarring, he said. Let me see if I can find this here.
Yeah, video's on there. And it's just sickening because it shows, once again, it's nothing but power. The power trip this lady goes on, the joy in her life from bringing, you know, disaster into someone else's.
Right.
There's no way in the world she should be any kind of public official. She should be, she should be forced to pick up dog poop the rest of her life.
No, and that is a, yep, there she is.
Right.
That's not even, that's just.
Oh, it's white dancing. It's white.
Yeah, no way she should ever be dancing.
Right. She should be, if anything, she should be hat in hand with that owner saying, I'm so sorry. We've got to figure a way around this. Not taking joy in his. It's just going to be more desperation. It's horrible.
It's just a good lesson to learn. It's not just presidents or governors or senators or representatives or big career folks up in D.C. who abuse power or who are corrupted by power. You give somebody a little bit of power, and it's a terrible way to think. You hate to be the cynical. But you give anybody a little bit of power, you probably need to understand they will use it. And they'll use it in a way that is not to everyone's benefit. Oh, this is a democracy, and we have great public servants.
I like to think that we do, and I know we do, but like we were talking off air, Joey, it just takes a few of those people to really screw things up and make everyone look bad.
And that's so much of life.
But we don't.
It could be a few folks in the bureaucracy. It could be a few folks, bad cops. It could be
right.
Like a neighborhood's going great, and then it's a few folks who don't give a damn about their home or their neighbors, mm-hmm. and they can mess everything up for the neighborhood.
But why do we tolerate that? And I'm just curious, why do we tolerate
it? Because often it's not easy to solve. It's not. I mean, let's take the example of a neighbor. Won't cut their grass, has loud parties all the time, might have illicit activity going on the mm-hmm. premises. Okay, it takes a little bit, especially, okay, you could call the police or the sheriff's office. How much is that really going to do?
I hate it, but it really does. It pisses off your neighbor, and then you
right, and now they're immediately giving you the evil eye, mm-hmm. knowing you're probably the one who called. No, it creates a hassle. It's not an easy solution. And I think that's why folks just go along to get along. And occasionally there's somebody who maybe takes it too far as well.
I was going to say, do we want that society where Joey has a party and it's a little bit loud? I'm mm-hmm. allowed to be the neighbor to go over there and you turn this off. And
right. No, I maintain a healthy society is when you can go over and see your neighbor. And if you have a problem, you can talk about it. It's not always going to be sunshine and lollipops. It's not always going to work out. And you might have irreconcilable differences. But at least you should knock on the door and be like, hey, man, I'm trying to sleep. Should you keep it down? Oh, no.
Well, the good neighbor invites his neighbors to the party,
right?
And that gives that kind of works a couple.
Or
fold.
you give due notice. Be like, hey, I'm going to party tonight.
Right, it gives them notice, you know, and maybe not do that on every Tuesday night.
Right. But running to the government should not be your first option, especially when you see examples of bad behavior like this health inspector.
Yeah, it really sickened me, man. And the only thing that I know to do nowadays when it comes to that is you have public shaming. That's the only thing that seems to get anybody's attention anymore.
Right.
And I hope in this case, I mean, I know this is not the first time she's ever done something like this. I kind of hope the worst for her.
Some more odds and ends here before we hit this first break. David Perdue, you remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to run for Senate again in 2022 against Raphael Warnock. No, he was up against Ossoff.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't that the other crazy name?
Yeah. And it was Loeffler who was up against Warnock. And so Purdue's going to try to get back into the Senate against Raphael. We'll see how that goes.
You know, something else we didn't touch on is old Malzoni. Got a new job.
Oh, really? I didn't see this.
Yeah, he's working at University of UCF, I think. Yeah, University of Central Florida. Head football coach.
Step up? A more lateral move?
I hope the best for Gus.
Yeah, likewise.
That bus is somewhere else.
And then Bitcoin, it is now back under, but it topped over $50,000 of Bitcoin for the first time.
Is that right?
Overnight, yep.
Hot dog.
Crazy stuff there.
That is good.
And I've not seen this yet, but apparently Governor Cuomo is addressing his nursing home nightmare in a press
conference. Writing another book?
Yeah, I guess they'll give him another Emmy. Really? It's just amazing how all this stuff, you know, the Hunter Biden story comes out after the election. Now people are being critical of Andrew Cuomo, the governor there in New York.
Well, I've learned from my politicians, if you're going to screw something up, go ahead and write a book on how great you are and how great what you did fixed society, and then you probably won't get caught. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, you sold a lot of books.
What a mess. 272-9228. And a freshman congresswoman going to that edifice of truth. Brian Stelter, that cue ball over there at CNN.
Yeah.
This freshman representative, her name is Sarah Jacobs. She said that an extremist is unable to take in competing ideas and reflect the truth, and is calling for a truth commission to root out extremist ideology so Americans can have a common narrative. Well, good luck with that, sweetheart.
Yeah. Keep dreaming.
I don't want a common narrative with you. Really? How about that?
You just look for disagreement?
Well, how about I'm going to live my life, and maybe I agree with you, maybe I don't.
It'd be a lot better if you did.
Yeah, but I don't. So can't we have liberty?
No, Joey, it'd be a lot better if you did.
Mm-hmm.
Re-education camp coming your way.
Okay, Sarah. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, We've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man, that's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You staying warm this cold, cold morning?
I am indeed. How about you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I've been staying warm for the most part.
He's got his scarf on. He's fine.
Why'd you say that with such contempt?
Because you have your scarf on and you look fine.
Your tone changed all of a sudden. But anyway, yeah, I've been staying warm. It's not that bad. Great winter storm. Nowhere near what Texas is going through.
Although I did notice you did not ride in with your top down, so I can't...
Yeah, yeah, that was not in the cards for this morning.
Yeah.
Well, he would have frozen bosoms if he did.
Yes, he would.
No, the car top.
Oh, I did not mean the car top, but whatever.
I'll do the show shirtless during the summer.
Don't you threaten me with a good time. I'll have groupies all in these windows, Joey.
Oh, you can tell it's a slow news day, folks. You can tell it's a slow news day. Though, anything pop up on your radar, Jack Campbell?
Trump going to play golf yesterday.
Did he go with anybody, or is it just him?
The streets were lined with people.
Oh.
Holding signs, waving. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they had impromptu little get-together for him on the streets there.
Wow.
You just don't see that for an ex-president.
No.
Oh, there's a lot of love for this guy still out there. And anybody who loves him dearly, I mean, dearly enough to go out and they had signs, I presume, and were... all around the golf course. Yeah, anybody willing to go do that will be labeled an extremist who's bought into the big lie, who must be deprogrammed and brought to heel. We need a truth commission. Okay.
You know, let me tell you something. The more they go after this guy, the more they make him a martyr. And the more they make him a martyr, the more likely he is to run again, that's what they are so scared of.
Yes.
Because deep down, they know he won.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right, Jack.
And if Republicans do well in 2022, which they're set up to do, especially in the House, and I think they could get the Senate back as well. Depends on what happens with this Congress and with President Biden. But I think the odds are fairly good. Then Trump could be riding in 2024. Now, a lot can happen in 3-4 years. A lot can happen.
A lot can happen. You're right.
I mean, think about, like, just the week of January 6th. Now, that one day, in just those few hours by a few people taking those actions, changed a lot in our politics. So, sometimes years can happen in a week. And some years, nothing can happen. Like, you look back on the 90s, a lot of stuff happened. But that's when I really grew up. That was my childhood. It was this great golden age. It's like the end of history. The Soviet Union is done. Oh, the dot-com bubble. Hey, let's bomb Yugoslavia. Okay, some stuff did happen. But, you know.
Life did go on, Joey.
When you look at, especially post 9/11, mm-hmm. That's really a good marker for our politics. And I think to a lot of people who feel like this president was given a raw deal, Donald Trump was given a raw deal, you're absolutely right, Jack, with the martyrdom complex. And I have a sense that he is going to continue to be the ghost in their outrage machine. He was the fuel for their fire. And the longer he kind of just goes and plays golf, he might do a little appearance here or there to remind folks I'm still out here. They're going to have a hard time keeping people paying attention. They're going to have a really hard time selling Joe Biden on his own, not as just in opposition to Trump. And, we'll see what they're up to. Are they really the adults they claim to be?
Well, I think he'll be real smart to kind of lull them to sleep initially and let him kind of go away and make everybody think that they're safe from him before he gears up.
Right, right. Well, and it won't be difficult for Biden to go to sleep.
No, no.
Chances are he's asleep right now.
What am I signing today?
Right.
Wake up, Joe. 272-9228. Hey, Jack, you got any old jewelry pieces that you'd like to sell to Troop Booth?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, you should double check.
But if I did, I'd go out there.
Well, and you should double check, because even if you, like, go, this is junk, Troop would want to buy this. You don't know. You don't know. Especially if it's gold or silver, diamonds, anything like that involved. Troop Booth has the expertise where he'll look it over and be like, hey, actually, I can give you a little bit of money here. I can give you a check that you can cash at your earliest convenience. And so that's what you need to do, folks. If you're looking for a little extra walking around money, well, of course, it depends. You have an antique jewelry piece that is in mint condition. You can get top dollar for it. It's a little more than walking around money. But Troop Booth is the guy to go see. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He is the owner, operator, proprietor there at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughan Road. 6948 Vaughan Road. Right when you're going east on Vaughan, when you cross over Bell, it's on your right at Vaughan and Watchman Circle. And you just call Troop up at 260-0066 or make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up at the appointed day and time with your jewelry pieces. Troop will look them over, give you a value, and if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. And of course, if you're looking to buy from Troop Booth, buy a one-of-a-kind jewelry item, antique jewelry piece, then stop by Heirloom Jewelers today, or again, go online to heirloomjewelers.com. And when you buy in person or online, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y for 10% off on all those purchases. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's hit a quick break. We'll be right back with more News and Views on a cold and chilly Tuesday morning. We'll be right back.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like winter so far? It's definitely a day to dress in layers. It's not just the cold. It's the wind chill, which is making such a big difference. Windy and cold today. During the afternoon, our high temperature may reach 38, but even this afternoon, the wind chill factors will be in the 20s. For tonight, mostly clear, cold again. The winds die down, overnight low 28. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night into Thursday. Some stronger storms certainly possible. High Wednesday, 56. We'll be into the 60s on Thursday, then sharply colder again on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. We got Eddie B. in the house.
In the house.
And as I announced earlier, give you a little more detail here, folks. Congress will establish an independent 9/11 style commission to investigate the storming of the U.S. Capitol building, according to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. In a letter to the...
Why?
in a letter to the Democratic caucus, Pelosi said the commission will evaluate, quote, facts and causes related to the January 6, 2021 domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex and relating to the interference with the peaceful transfer of power. I thought the thing they did that day was just ceremonial.
Nah.
You know what this is all about.
Yep.
They're full of crap.
Keeping Trump from running in 2024.
Yes, sir.
It is
clear. That's all it is.
Yeah, here's another quote from Pelosi's letter. It is clear from his findings and from impeachment trial that we must get to the truth of how this happened. To protect our security, our next step, is it really three times?
Yeah.
Our next step will be to establish an outside independent 9/11 style type commission. As we prepare for the commission, it is also clear from General Honors, is that really the guy's name? Interim reporting that we must put forth a supplemental appropriation to provide for the safety of members and security of the Capitol. I believe the Capitol Police have a bigger budget than the Atlanta Police Department.
Yes, they do.
You know, when the government screws up, what do they get? More money. More personnel.
Hey, guys, if y'all would have had more money, this would have never
happened. You're a gang of thieves writ large.
Yep.
And you use the will of the people to excuse your bad behavior and abuse the people. How about that, Nancy? And I don't want to storm your Capitol hallways. I don't want to take over your government. I want you to leave us the hell alone.
Exactly.
Over the top.
Oh, man.
I can't stand these folks. I really can't. And they're just going to poke and prod and poke and prod. And the deal is, with new technological changes, there isn't a common narrative anymore. There hasn't been a common narrative for quite some time. And just because we don't have that in common anymore doesn't mean everybody's an extremist if you disagree with them. Most people are just good Americans and want to live their lives. And are tired of the crap of the ruling class and of the crap in Washington, D.C. Stealing our money, stealing our futures, stealing our lives. And claiming they're all doing it for our own good. Go to hell, Nancy. And I mean that mostly peacefully.
I don't. I wish you'd go right now.
Jack Campbell. Goodness. Just, and this, you know, my reaction there, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to just poke and prod more and more and more. Because you don't actually have a real agenda that works.
Well, they don't have anything else to do. Let's just continually bash Trump. That way, the American people don't realize we don't have an agenda, period, besides bash Trump.
And how selfish of somebody like Nancy, of these folks that have been running the country for decades. You're really giving a lot of opportunity to my generation, Nancy. Thanks. 272-9228. Hey, let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Chilly morning, guys.
How you doing, Red Top?
I'm out the Pike Road. I've got my sheetrock mud in front of my heater in my van. So it's not a block of ice when I get there.
Right.
Man, this is damn... And we got flurries going still.
Still got some? Good deal. It's real pretty.
Oh, man, I bet up in Wetumpka you probably got a good bit, didn't you?
We did. Nothing really stuck, but it was nice driving through it. It's like driving through an asteroid field when all of a sudden
you have a big thing. Oh, yes, and I'll tell you, the country is so beautiful whenever it snows because you get to see the lay of the land. You don't realize what it looks like until the snow gets on the ground.
And honestly, Red Top, when you get a good snow, and a couple inches or more, how quiet everything gets.
It's
so quiet.
It is a great acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad we can't use it in a recording studio. Now, the fact that she's announced the 9/11 style commission on the insurrection, and it's just proof positive we're never going to know what happened because there hadn't been a commission yet that found anything out yet that was true.
Well, I can see what happened. Some dope named Richard Barnett sat in your chair, Nancy. Oh, that happened. That happened because you and your folks aren't that competent.
Yeah, and the Capitol Police. What a disgrace.
But that's right at the same height as 9/11. Some idiot sitting in your chair, right?
Yes. Well, and I'll never forget the guy sitting there flipping through pages, taking pictures of documents.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all kinds of stuff laid out in the legislature and all that. Ain't no telling what these guys were taking pictures of.
Well, and I got to say this. Somebody just texted me, a good friend, saying, I don't think anybody's wanted to storm Nancy's Capitol since 1974. I'm like, oh. Yeah,
the moat's probably
correct.
All dried up.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's very little reporting going on about Cuomo.
Not enough.
Not enough.
You're right.
And, you know, this guy was the hero. They were going to nominate him for president and all that. This guy, that's nasty business. And this guy needs to be indicted for what he did. And so, of course, we're not going to.
If they covered it up, they will get an indictment.
I don't think so. Yeah. We got Democrats,
or they should. We'll put it
everywhere.
Out. They should.
So, especially in New York City and New York State and all that, it's controlled by the Democrats, which I still can't fathom, but that's the way it's
been.
Yeah,
but some of the Democrats might be looking to protect their own backside and sacrifice Cuomo to do it.
If it gets too deep.
Yeah. And by the way, the rolling blackouts in Texas are caused by the windmill farm, which is frozen.
Yeah, David Blackman posted a picture, Red Top. They have a helicopter basically blasting, putting de-icer on these wind turbines. So how is that green at all when you've got a helicopter that does run off gas and oil, and you're also spraying a de-icer, which is also an oil-based product, to try to get a green machine running again?
And, you know, even if we did eliminate gasoline cars, oil is... We can't make plastics without oil.
Thank you. This
planet can't live without plastic.
Right, there's so many oil-based products that just cannot be replaced.
Here's an interesting statistic. If we don't stop dumping so much plastic in the ocean, which is almost all of it's coming from Southeast Asia, because they just let it wash out in the ocean, there will be more pieces of plastic in the ocean than fish by 2050. I'm trying to limit my single-use plastics or burn them. Last thing we need to do is put this stuff in the garbage because they don't do a good job of
it. Yeah, we'll come all the way to get it out of the ocean.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's breaking down into microparticles. It's all in all the fish we eat and everything.
Well, so. There's got to be a way.
Well, you know, Red Top, a few years ago, it was real popular to put these beads in soap and shampoos and things like that, these little tiny plastic beads.
Yeah, for to exfoliate your pores.
Well, they finally shut that off because Lake Michigan, I think it was one of the lakes, they finally discovered, holy crap, we've got so many of these plastic beads floating around that maybe we shouldn't inject this into our water system.
It's even in your toothpaste.
Oh, exactly.
So, I don't know. Petrochemical people are doing pretty good, guys. I don't think they're the least bit worried about it.
I think you're right.
You guys try to stay warm if you can. I know I will. Take care.
Thanks, Rod Top. 272-9228. Cancel culture takes aim at Shakespeare. I'm going to have to follow up on that.
You're
going to
be crushed.
Oh, wait. Did the mic go off a sudden? Try talking. Now let's see. Now you're... Oh, it might... What in the world is going on in this studio?
Dude. It's haunted.
Haunted. We'll be right back. Quick break here.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the first hour here. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. That's Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. And right now they can give you a free balance test. Yes, they specialize in balance testing and physical therapy to get your balance back. I have all sorts of special equipment, like a walking track that you're set up in a harness. So, say you're a little unsure about your footing and getting around. Well, they'll strap you in, so if you fall, you're not going to fall.
Right.
You're strapped in. You got a harness. It'll catch you.
Cool.
And that way you can test your walking skills up steps, on different types of flooring. Mm-hmm. They even have a stability board to see how well you can stand in place.
Oh, cool.
And then one of the coolest things they have there is called Virtualis. It is a virtual reality system.
Okay.
Can test your balance, but then also has different games, so to speak, that will do physical therapy for certain areas that you need to work on, whether it's core stability, maybe it's your ankle or your knee, maybe something with your cervical spine, your neck, or maybe you have vertigo, inner ear problems. Usually it's a vision problem, inner ear, or stability with the knee or ankle that causes your balance issues. And at Physical Prattville, Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, they can help you out and get you back to walking again and being sure about your footing. Go give Dawn Sexton, the physical therapist over there, a call, as well as her assistant, Nancy Alexander. They're both great ladies. Really are providing top-notch technology to solve this problem. So call them today at 595-9990, 595-9990. And ask about a free balance test. And be sure to tell them that News and Views, Joey sent you over there. Really love having them as a new sponsor. And I was greatly impressed when I stopped by there. I was there for like an hour. And just learning all the different things I have. It was really great
work. They hooked you up too, right?
Dawn's great. Mostly talked
about. You did the VR?
Did the VR. Did the walking track. Yeah, I tried all that stuff. They tested me. I got an 18 out of 18. Hmm. On my balance.
I think maybe they should be a witness to that next time.
All right. Don't believe me, Eddie.
Fine. I don't say trust, but verify. Something.
I'm part of the balance Mensa.
Yeah, you're off balance, kid.
Jack, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Scary.
Oh, scary?
Yeah. Just your 18 out of 18.
Yeah.
I'm top notch when it comes to balance. Actually, there was they have it where in the VR, the room moves on you.
Oh, okay.
So you stand still and the room will move like laterally, then it'll move vertically. And it would move vertically. I actually did start to lean some.
Yeah, you're making the adjustment.
Yeah. And so, that had a slight visual change, but not enough to knock my score down. But I could tell as soon as it started going up and down, I wanted to lean forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, isn't it? Odd thing. Yeah, it's stuff that you wouldn't know. Like, they had me march in place with my eyes closed, like 50 steps.
Yeah.
They're like, don't open your eyes. You're in the same spot. And I'm like, I think so. You go, nope, I wasn't. I wasn't too bad, but
you weren't 50 steps ahead?
No, but it's, they have all sorts of great little tests there at Physical Prattville. Really like having them as a sponsor.
Good deal.
I'm sorry.
Well,